This is podtech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm here outside of E3 of 2006 at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And I'm here with Susan O'Connor, who is a game writer. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing here at E3. What is a writer? I know that every game has to be written by somebody, and you've written a lot of games. What are some of the titles that you've written for?
I have. I've written for about 15 titles. The one that people will know this year will be Gears of War, which, of course, is a huge launch title for the Xbox 360, and it's being made by Epic Games and brought out by Microsoft. And before that, I worked on Active War, I worked on Star Wars Galaxies, looking at a lot of games that had the word war in the title.
So what does it take to write a game? What goes into that? Do you have to develop a storyline? Do you have to consider what kind of characters are going to be? What kind of animation? What kinds of things do you have to consider?
Well, you know, I first started working, and I think a lot of writers, when they first enter the industry, approach it that way. But really, it's a little bit backwards. The thing to think about first is gameplay. What kind of story can we create that's going to enhance what the player is doing on the screen? And that's really the most important thing.
So does it start with a story?
Not necessarily, although it can. I mean, you'll have a basic idea. It sort of ideally happens at the same time. Like, you know you want to do a first-person shooter. And, you know, do you want to do it in space? Do you want to do it in World War II? Do you want to do it, you know, somewhere else? I mean, they sort of feed on each other. So sometimes a designer will have an idea of what he wants for fiction. Like, I've always wanted to make a story about Napoleonic France. You know, that's a great starting place. That's a fiction. But you don't have a story yet. It's like having a backdrop for your play, but you haven't written the play yet.
So I imagine you'd probably do some historical research on that, places, settings, all those kinds of things.
Right. Yeah, it's very much what other writers do as far as like creating characters, developing plot. And then there's another aspect of the job that's unique to game writers, which is something that like people are starting to call narrative design, which is how is the player going to experience the story in the game? Is it going to be through voiceover? Is it going to be text on screen? Do we want the player to be listening to a lot of characters talking, or is the character going to be alone, like Kratos in God of War? That character was alone the entire game, and it's really reflected in the dialogue, of which there is almost none, because he's no one to talk to. And, you know, it's interesting, like, how to sort of, like, play off people's expectations of story in a game, because they're driving, and that's the thing about it. That is the most challenging part of the job. I don't know who you are, but you are telling the story, and I'm not. So it's my job as a game writer to somehow find a way to enhance your story, even though I don't know who you are and I haven't met you and I won't be there in the room with you when you play the game.
So do you play games to sort of get into that mindset?
Mm-hmm, I do. And you know, it's funny. I mean, I'm a very dedicated reader and I'm a very patient film watcher. But when I'm playing games, I'm very impatient and I get really frustrated by long cinematics. I just want to play the game. And I'm sort of glad I have that attitude because I think a lot of gamers do as well. So I can approach my work with that attitude. Like, the second this gets boring, it needs to stop.
So there's research for actual historical fact, and then there's research for outer space.
Okay, right.
That's a little bit different. So
that's true.
What's some of the differences in writing for, say, a space adventure than writing for something that's a little more terrestrial?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it really depends on the title, because sometimes you work with a franchise. So even though it's space, let's say Star Wars, there's a huge, library, a repository of information that you've got to be faithful to. You can't just sort of, like, spin off and decide that Wookiees are all female. Someone's going to have something to say about that, right? Exactly. That's exactly what they'll say. And so, you know, a lot of what I think game stories have to do is have a rock-solid internal logic. So the challenge is to be imaginative, to be creative. If you have something like, let's say, a space game that is not attached to an IP, it's totally imaginary, and yet it all has to make sense when you're inside of that world. And so it involves, like, you want to bring in a fair amount of real-world research, regardless of what your material is, because that just gives that player that feeling of, like, wow, this is really happening. There's never that sort of, like, break in the suspension of disbelief. You don't want to give a player a reason not to believe in your story, because games already have that setup where you could just fall out of the story at any minute. So the onus is really on the writers to bring it, to make it as real as it could possibly be, no matter how far-fetched or imaginative the material is.
We're here at E3 with a podcast with Susan O'Connor, who's a game writer. If people want to, say, take a look at some of your portfolio, do you have it
mm-hmm.
online?
Oh, yeah, of course. My URL is storiesforgames.com.
Stories, and that's F-O-R games?
Mm-hmm, that's right. It's stories for video games, but the shorter version is storiesforgames.com.
All right, Susan O'Connor, a game writer. Great having you on the podcast here at E3, and good luck making some more connections in there. We'll look forward to more of the titles. And again, the title that they're showing here that we're standing under the huge poster
mm-hmm.
for is called what?
Gears of War. And it'll be out in November. It's going to be a great title.
Thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thank you.